Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
You're listening to Sports Overnight.
Taco Man Radio is on the air, live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay. This is Johnny Taco. I'll be joined by one of my all-stars in just a minute. I'm talking about Dominic Mattis, the other all-star. I'll talk about Zach Young. Of course, he's on the disabled list this week. So straight up, Zach, we hope you get well. But we've got lots of sports to talk about for the next couple of hours. Straight up, the NFL, of course, the day. It's just like 40 miles away from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, Santa Clara, Super Bowl 50, just a week away. Do we care? No. There's traffic going crazy. Guess what? Everybody's making money. Restaurants are making money. Hookers are happy. The people who live here, they're not happy. Too much traffic. Go away. Go away. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Cam Newton being dog. Why? Because he's black? Oh, we'll talk about that. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. NBA is happening, of course. Serena, best athlete, pound for pound in the entire world. Most dominant athlete on the planet. She gets whipped down under. Wow. Lots of stuff to talk about. You want to join us? You can. The toll-free is happening, of course, as is the Twitter line. The address, at Taco Man Radio. This is Johnny Taco. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Last season, you started a church.
Yeah, we started a church. Yeah.
I mean,
it turns out that is an incredibly easy thing to do.
No.
With almost no legal consequences. Yeah, we started a church, and my wife was Rachel Dratch, who's the greatest.
Of course, I love
the greatest.
Rachel.
No one's funnier than Dratch.
She is a funny human.
And, we asked for donations, for, like, $1 donations.
How did you even hear?
It got out of hand fast. Basically, we got in touch with this pastor, and for 6 months, he was emailing back and forth, and we were sending him money, and he was sending us stupid back. And we were sending in more and keeping this plate spinning. And eventually we just set up our own church. And then we had $70,000 donated in singles. Someone sent us a 4-foot wooden penis, which I did not ask for, Jimmy. I can't stress that enough. At no point did I say, please send a 4-foot wooden penis. Or indeed 3-foot or 5-foot.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, it just didn't fit in the background here, so I had to send it to someone.
It's true.
I had to send it to someone.
Yeah.
You went to Russia and you interviewed Edward Snowden.
Yeah, that is insane, and that is less legally safe, to be honest.
How did you pull it off? Who knew that you were going?
We didn't tell HBO.
Good for you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Check it, 13 and a half in this past hour. Welcome back to the Sports Byline Studios in the most popular city in the entire world right now, San Francisco, California. Tourists are descending on us left and right, folks. The streets are packed, as I said. The hookers are happy. The shoeshine guys are happy. The homeless guys are happy. Us people who live here, we're not so happy. We wish the game would be over. Straight up, of course, the game is just make that 7 days away. Super Bowl 50, of course, Carolina and the Denver Broncos. Of course, Peyton Manning. Cam Newton, battle of the QBs there. Of course, a lot of controversy this past week on Cam Newton. We'll bring in Cam Newton for an interview in hour number two, about 40 minutes past the hour, and talk about the fact that he's a black and African-American quarterback. And I got to ask my all-star of the night. I'm talking about Mr. Dominic Jimenez. First of all, Big D, a big welcome to you, sir.
Thank you. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Excellent, sir. Talk to me, Cam Newton. Is he really worthy of all this controversy that they're throwing at him? I mean, is it all because he's black? Yes or no?
Part of it, absolutely.
Okay, we'll get into that deep in hour number two. Of course, the NFL still to come. As last I look, what are they, 4-point favorites now, Carolina?
The last I saw, it was at 4.5. I haven't checked it more recently, but yeah, it's been hovering about 4 or 5 pretty much for the last week.
Okay, real quick, some NBA scores before we get into the news. Cleveland stomped all over San Antonio tonight, 117-103. Of course, they won at home. San Antonio thought to be the number two team in the NBA, of course, to the Golden State Warriors, the NBA champs, and Cleveland thought to be, I guess, number three. Is Cleveland number three? Is that the way it runs down, the Warriors, San Antonio, and Cleveland, or what?
Yeah, they've pretty much been the top three teams all season. Cleveland, a lot of turnover there. They fired coach David Blatt last week. Now they've got Tyronn Lue, the former player. He's the coach. Pretty much every NBA coach around the league that got asked about it disagreed with Blatt being fired. He's actually the most winning coach to ever be fired. It was a huge mess, and if Tyronn Lue can kind of get these guys to buy into what he's doing. He's been one of the favorite assistants there. I think they can become that second best team. San Antonio's hit a little bit of a rough patch, getting blown out by the Warriors on Monday and now by the Cavs. But it's still, they're still the number two team, and Cavs are three.
Back to Blatt, the coach, of course, bit the dust. He was fired. Did LeBron James fire him? Is LeBron James the GM there?
I'm going to say it was a 95% LeBron James's fault there. Absolutely.
I mean,
we've seen it happen. Mike Brown's been fired in Cleveland because LeBron kind of didn't like him. He tried to get Eric Spoelstra fired in Miami, which ended up not happening because, you know, Pat Riley's got he's got more clout than LeBron does. And now we've seen it with Blatt, where LeBron just kind of, oh, I'm not really feeling it. This guy, I think I'm smarter than him. I think I'm a better coach than him. Yeah, let's get him out of here and get somebody, the guys that we like better. I think that's kind of what it's become with LeBron James.
Dominic, you don't fire a coach when you're in first place. I mean, when you just don't do that. It's unheard of. I mean, unless he had an affair with the owner's wife or something like that, you just don't do it. It's unheard of. Where before has a coach and when this type of position been fired? Can you think of it?
Nothing comes to mind. Nothing comes to mind. The only thing that is even comparable maybe is Harbaugh, but he was coming off an 8-8 season, so I guess technically he wasn't riding as high as he was earlier in the regime. I think David Blatt had something like 80 wins in 100, he was 80-something and 40. He has like a 6-6-7 winning percentage, for crying out loud.
I'm laughing all because he was a fall guy. Listen, in every instance, when power flexes its muscle, whether it's corporate power, whether it's power within the network, when people of power flex their muscle, they let it be known. You know what I'm saying? And I think that LeBron James let it be known that he's in charge here. And what I find is going to be maybe a tough thing to do for this new coach to come in, for him, even though he knows the system and all that kind of good stuff, but for him to come in, he's going to have to be LeBron's yes guy?
Yeah, for the most part. And, you know, you talk about power. LeBron, not just using his star power, this is a proof that he knows exactly what he's doing, because he reminded the Cavaliers, like, hey, don't forget, I only signed a one-year contract, and I can leave at the end of the year, so you gotta keep me happy. It's very power-intelligent play by LeBron. The one thing I will say about Tyronn Lue is a lot of the reports are saying that the players were going to him with issues anyway. He was kind of the Luke Walton of the Cavaliers bench. He was the, you know, the top assistant. So a lot of the times these guys were going to Tyronn Lue. They were confiding in him. I guess he was kind of their trust guy, if you will, as opposed to Blatt. So I don't think the transition is going to be too bad. The issue is going to be, can Tyronn Lue keep LeBron James happy? I don't know if he's going to be able to do that.
Switching gears, let's talk a little college football here. Of course, there's a hodgepodge of sports before we break into combat sports in about 6 or 7 minutes. And after that, we'll go with Mr. Charles Jay, of course, talking the NFL, the Super Bowl just 1 week away. But I got to ask you, an article broke in the San Francisco Chronicle. If anybody reads that anymore, it used to be a great paper. I don't know if it is anymore. But the bottom line is, a player at Cal was died during practice a couple of years ago, I think in 2014, Ted Agu. Now, the college has settled with the family, admitting some type of liability in this player's death. What does that mean? They knew he was going to die, or that he was saying, take me off the field, and they wouldn't? What's going on there?
Yeah, you know, I haven't had a chance to read it in depth, so I don't know what happened, but I know that I believe he collapsed on the practice field and died, I think even before he got to the hospital or shortly thereafter. The only thing I can really think of is, you know, hey, maybe Cal was, they knew damn well it was, it gets hot in Berkeley, you know, Taco. It might have been pushing 100 degrees, 90 degrees, whatever the heat may have been. They might have been in the middle of a two-a-day kind of thing. He may not have been feeling well, so he may have been dehydrated to start with. Say he's got the flu, and he's dehydrated, and then he's doing a double day in 90-plus degree weather. I think more than anything, from what it sounds, Berkeley knew kind of what was going to happen, and they knew damn well what could have happened, and they didn't take the proper measures to prevent it. I think that's the main thing we're looking at there.
Huge story down under. No, not down under the sheets, down under in Australia. Serena Williams got beat. Dominic, talk to me.
Yeah, it's funny. I was watching it, not the match, but all the pre-stuff, because, you know, with the being in Australia, all the times are funky. The matches are at like 3 a.m. I'm watching all the pre-stuff, and they go, yeah, you know what? It just does not bode well for Serena's opponent, because anytime Serena has been lost to an opponent, it's kind of in Serena's head like, oh, you know what? This person's beaten me before. I need to be careful with what I do. I need to bring my A game, all that. And I kept hearing Serena's going to dominate. Serena's going to dominate. Serena's playing amazing. She knows that she's lost once before. She can't let it happen again. And then you got Angelique Kerber not only taking the Serena to three sets but beating her. It's fascinating. I don't want to say I'm cheering against Serena, but when you have somebody of that magnitude, that level of dominance, you're kind of extremely, not even kind of, you're extremely happy for when somebody beats them because you know how hard that person had to work.
Rarely do we talk about soccer enough on this show, but we are talking about soccer today because straight up, Real Madrid is set to agree to a sponsorship deal with Adidas for $1 billion. Holy cow. $1 billion?
Ka-ching. Yeah, you know, some of the
Oh, we're going to play some ka-ching later. I'm glad you brought up that ka-ching because ka-ching will be happening later in the show, but keep going.
No, yeah, the most expensive clubs value-wise are these soccer clubs. I think the Yankees are the top American team, and they're like fourth or fifth. These top teams, there's so much revenue to be had there, especially at Real Madrid with a guy like Cristiano Ronaldo. You don't think Cristiano Ronaldo throwing on Adidas' brand new shoes, say 2 months before they come out, you don't think that's going to get people jacked up? Oh, man, I got to get those shoes when they come out. I got to be like Ronaldo. The star power that these guys like Messi and Ronaldo and these clubs, Manchester United, Barcelona, Real Madrid have, the branding power is absolutely unbelievable because not only are these teams good and they're winning championships, trophies, whatever, dominating the world, the business side of these clubs is what is absolutely fascinating. A lot of these clubs, you know, over here in America, they want to win. They want to win. They want to get that one title. That's great. But the branding power of these soccer clubs, these soccer powerhouses, is absolutely astonishing. And $1 billion apparel deal with Adidas is further proof of that.
Dominic Jimenez, Johnny Talkin, is also of the five most expensive players in history. Real Madrid bought three of them. That's right, three of them for $120 million in 2013, including the aforementioned Cristiano Ronaldo. You are tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. This is the weekend edition.
Something. You black people come in here and put way too much cheese on the nachos, and then you go home and put it on your burger. Air not for your burger.
Well, I saw you on the avenue, and as usual, you were someone new. Cause there's nothing left for me to do. Turn away. I'm growing tired of all your alibis.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The WBO Light Heavyweight Championship was in the live spotlight tonight. Of course, we're talking about HBO Championship Boxing emanating from the Bell Center in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Of course, their hometown guy, I'm talking about Gene Pascal. Well, he came up short to the Crusher. We've had him on the show in the past many times. I told you about this guy, how when I used to watch him in four-round fights, I'd be up in the cheap seats with my friends at the MGM Grand or the Mandalay Bay, up in the cheap seats, way, way up there. And you could hear these body punches landing, okay? But guess what? The ring wasn't mic'd up. I'm talking about Sergey Kovalev, still undefeated now, 29-0-1, 26 KOs. Just took out the former champion, just dismantled. I mean, this wasn't even pretty. The bottom line is it lasted almost seven rounds, and at the end of the night, Pascal, who had been beaten to a pulp, knew he had been beaten by the better man. But straight up, the world light heavyweight champion, of course, has a clash, a matchup, of course, with the man that did things back in 2004. I'm talking about the Olympic gold medalist, Andre Ward, now undefeated, 27-0, out of Oakland, California, the ascending WBA take-it-back world 168-pound champion, moving up to 175 pounds to challenge the World Boxing Organization champion, Sergey Kovalev, who is considered head and shoulders above the rest of the 175-pound weight class. Yes, there is Adonis Stevenson, the once-beaten lad, of course, formerly of the Kronk gym. Of course, Kronk no more. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I think he would get run out of the ring. His style, the fact that he has holds that right hand so low, and he's allowed Sergey Kovalev. Kovalev is like a predator. Kovalev is a predator. If you give him an inch, he'll kill you. Well, guess what? The style that Adonis Stevens presents, that'll give him a whole lot more than an inch. And at the end of the day, I think Sergey Kovalev smokes Adonis Stevens and anybody at 175, with the exception of the aforementioned Mr. Andre Ward. Now, Andre Ward, of course, a man in limbo, signed his contract with the promotional group run by Jay-Z, Rock Nation Sports, but he's only had one fight since then against a guy named Smith, Paul Smith, and if that sounds like a nondescript foe, it is. And, of course, he hasn't done much since. Supposed to fight in November, had a swollen knee. Of course, this is maybe the same knee. I'm thinking it is. He didn't confirm it or deny it, but it's the same knee, of course, in which he had the torn ACL and had his ACL replaced. So he's had some leg issues, some injury issues. He's had those contract disputes with the late promoter Dan Goose, and they kept him out of play for about a year and a half. The bottom line is Andre Ward's like 32, almost 33 years old now, 27 fights, a pro for what, 12 years and only 27 fights and not yet a real superstar? What's happening there? Hasn't cracked the pay-per-view market yet? What's going on? Well, the fight with Kovalev will probably end all that as far as breaking the pay-per-view market is concerned. As far as Kovalev and Andre Ward are concerned, it's an even fight going in. Believe it or not, I think that Kovalev should be there. Should probably be a 6-5, 7-5 favorite, but he is the defending champion fighting at his scheduled weight, or his mandatory, his greatest weight, 175 pounds. Of course, that is boxing. There was some boxing on TV tonight. Jose Felix will talk about the undefeated lightweight, ranked number 4 by the WBO. 135 pounds, 33-1 out of Puerto Rico with a draw, 25 kills. Didn't look that good. A Mexican fighter, but didn't look that good when he fought on TV. But Ricky Schlamito, he came to fight, 30-9 with 2 draws and 13 kills. You would think, not a big thing there. But the scores are close at the end, but Felix escapes with a split decision win. Any world of combat sports to talk about?
the UFC. UFC, of course, last week, the take it back just a fortnight ago, the Borel Bantamweight Championship changing hands with TJ Dillashaw dropping that title, of course, to the former champion, Dominick Cruz. Never lost his title. Talk about torn ACLs. This guy had four of them. Four torn ACLs. He only had three, but he's had four ACLs of different cadavers, dead bodies put in his legs. Let me tell you like this. He tore an ACL. They replaced it. He tore an ACL. They replaced it. The body rejected it. They had to replace it again. Then he tore another ACL, and they had to reject. They had to replace that one. So he's had four ACLs, anterior cruciate ligaments installed in his knees, and the bottom line is he's not good as far as pins are concerned. And I couldn't believe that T.J. Dillashaw didn't try to go for those legs a little bit more. I didn't know what Dillashaw was doing. Of course, Dillashaw recently left the Team Alpha Male camp in Sacramento, California, headed by Urijah Faber, the California kid, of course, the hot fighter at 135 and 145, former World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion. But he left the stable, and he left that Team Alpha Male team. And when he left them, these were guys where, you know, Urijah Faber used to put T.J. Dillashaw up on his couch. He'd sleep on his couch in Sacramento. But, you know, things change. Money comes into play, and they wanted to give T.J. some money to go to Colorado and train. Well, T.J., you went to Colorado, you got your money, you trained there, and you lost. The bottom line is you're not the best bantamweight in the world, maybe the second or third best bantamweight in the world. I thought you looked good against Renan Barrio, but maybe Barrio wasn't all that good. At the end of the day, Dominick Cruz is back in the driver's seat at 135 pounds. That is the world bantamweight champion. Speaking of bantamweights in the 135-pound division of the female end, of course, we're talking about Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate's going to challenge Holly Holm, Double H. Of course, she slaughtered Ronda Rousey. I mean, if they were same-sex lovers or same-sex domestic partners, right, Holly Holm would have been arrested by the Australian police for domestic violence. That's how bad she beat on that girl. I mean, listen, Ronda Rousey, who I thought was a killer come in, will never be the same. You're just not. Look, Mike Tyson was never the same after his bubble was burst. You're not the same, I'm telling you. I was undefeated for a while. I thought my spit didn't stink or spit wasn't worth it, wasn't wet and that kind of good stuff. And guess what? I lost the fight to Eddie Smith. I was stunned. I mean, I was stunned. I couldn't believe it. But, of course, it took me 4 years to come back mentally just from a decision loss. So imagine getting smoked. Imagine getting beat to a pulp. Imagine losing everything from the referee's instructions there from that point forward. That's what Ronda Rousey did. Ronda Rousey, of course, talking about doing some movies, says she can't chew on an apple too well, and in fact, she won't be able to chew on an apple for another few months. So the fight with Holly Holm talked about for July. That's not going to happen. Holly Holm's going to do her thing with Miesha Tate. That'll be in March. We'll talk about that in hour number two on another segment of Combat Sports. This is your Combat Sports segment brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, the WBO. You can follow them on Facebook or go to the website, WBOboxing.com. Dominic Jimenez, straight up, we are just 1 week away from Super Bowl 50. It's just a few miles away, 40 miles down the highway. The bottom line is there's too much traffic. I think you're a bit of a, I don't even want to use this kind of word, but, you know, it was pretty chicken spit of you not to come into the studio tonight because all the traffic. In other words, you let me drive in here, but you're home on Skype.
Yes, I am.
Because you know,
I can proudly brag about that. Yes, I am.
City's a nightmare.
Oh, I can imagine. I was down over at Moscone Center on Friday, and the walk there were a ton of people, and I can only imagine how much worse it's gotten with Super Bowl City and everything else opening up today. Oh, next week's going to be a nightmare from Radio Row.
You know, when you look at the traffic around town, and I was coming into town from the East Bay, and all the downtown streets are, like, closed off, and there's different turns. And, you know, and even if you're a native, you can't get around because here's what's up. You're going down a street like Sansom or Montgomery, and all of a sudden the cops decide to turn the traffic the other way. You can't go straight anymore. All of a sudden you're going to the right. I mean, these guys, I've never seen this done. I've never seen traffic stuff like done like this before. We've got millions of people. I think it's going to descend on hundreds of thousands going to descend on the Bay Area. Of course, hotel rooms are at a premium. Restaurants are at a premium. But there's still lots of good pizza around, folks. If you want to come to the City by the Bay, there's lots of good pizza. Pasquale's out on Irving's good. Aaronell's Pizza, of course, on Valencia and in Berkeley. They're good as well. But the bottom line is this is a city of restaurants. Dominic, what's your favorite restaurant? Before we go to the football break, what is your favorite restaurant in the City by the Bay?
Oh, man, that's a lot of pressure.
Don't tell me Taco Bell.
Oh, no, definitely not Taco Bell. Let's go, if we're talking fine dining, 585 Steakhouse down on Jackson Street. It's about three blocks from where you're at. absolutely phenomenal. We're talking, scaling it back a little bit. Moe's up, I believe, on just off Columbus. It's a few blocks up the other way from where you're at. Those are probably two of my favorite spots in the city.
Pluto's out on Clement Street, folks. If you're coming into the city by the bay, that's a great place to eat. That's cheap. And, of course, the Geneva Steakhouse on the Geneva Mission, which is Scott Cuddy's favorite joint. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Up next, Charles J., the genius of geniuses, the man from Plays by J. That's PlaysByJay.com. Next on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Why did the 14-year-old Mexican girl get pregnant? Because her teacher told her to go do an essay.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation and enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
How much of your life is on your computer? What if your digital files vanished forever? It happens to families and businesses every day. Viruses, hackers, human error, anything can happen. That's why you need Carbonite Cloud Backup. Carbonite automatically backs up photos, music, spreadsheets, all kinds of files, and it makes it easy to restore them. Start a free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code MUSIC to get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code MUSIC.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tonight, Lee, rapper B.O.B. goes on an anti-science Twitter spree claiming the Earth is flat. As a result, he's currently polling third in the Republican presidential race. Pretty good. Makes sense. And undocumented immigrants in Flint, Michigan are being forced to drink lead poison water. Or as Donald Trump calls it, phase one.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Time to bring in the genius of geniuses, folks. Mr. Charles J of Plays by J. That's PlaysByJay.com. And Charlie, Super Bowl 50 just 1 week away. And I'm telling you, us people here in the host city, we're not happy at all.
Why are you happy?
traffic.
The 49ers aren't in it, right?
No, no. It's too much traffic. The only ones making any money here are the Lyft guys, the Uber guys, and the hookers.
How many times have you experienced this thing? How many times have you had it in your area?
Well, I think we had a Super Bowl in Palo Alto, I think about 10 or 15 years ago. That was when Jeff Fuller got permanently injured, the 49ers defensive back.
Yeah. I've had, you know, 6-7 Super Bowls held just miles from my house. So I don't know if I'm going to shed any tears for you guys, but haven't really had that kind of, I don't know, maybe it's a little more spread out around
here. Well, it's a hell of a lot more spread out down there in Florida than it is here in San Francisco. This is like having the Super Bowl in a phone booth.
Yeah, but the Super Bowl isn't in San Francisco. Aren't there some, you know, where is this thing headquartered?
It's gonna, the Super Bowl is going to be 40 miles away in Santa Clara down in Silicon Valley at a place called Levi's Stadium, which is where the 49ers.
Right, they don't headquarter it up there. Everybody's going to have to move 40 miles back and forth.
Well, that's basically what's going on because Santa Clara's got nothing but that and the Great American Amusement Park. I mean, Dominic Jimenez, has Santa Clara got anything but a couple of hotels and an amusement park down there? Not much, right? Lost Dom. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Well, maybe they don't have anything, and that's why he was not answering.
Nah, that's a good one. No, but there is nothing happening down there. I'm telling you, I mean, it's just it's zilch. But the city by the bay is just, I mean, all the hotel rooms around town are all booked up. The one places in South City, places on the peninsula are booked up. Across the bay is booked up. What I noticed were, when I was checking for rental cars this weekend, because I wanted to rent a car for somebody, there were rental cars available in Oakland, California, but none in the city by the bay of San Francisco. But I got to tell you, the traffic is just overwhelming, and it's only going to get worse. And Dominic pulled a fast one where he's not coming into the studio. He's doing the show by Skype, where I had to come in by the studio and go through all kinds of issues to get here. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Super Bowl 50 is 1 week away. Cam Newton about to be the MVP. I think it's Cam. It boils down to Cam Newton and Peyton Manning. And you like those two guys at this point in time. I think Peyton's like 39 going on 59, and Mr. Cam Newton's in his prime. So if you go, I'm going to go with quarterbacks. I like quarterbacks. I'm going with Cam Newton. I like the 4 points. What do you think about that, Charlie?
Well, this game, in the words of one sportsbook manager, has been the most one-sided betting Super Bowl he's seen. And that's one of the reasons that this line has jumped from where Carolina was a 4-point favorite to where now they are a 6-point favorite. I don't know if it's going to stop there, but it has settled there for at least a few days. There's been tremendous, they're talking about something in the neighborhood of 80% of public money going on the Panthers. So their perception, you know, a lot of people have that same perception that you are looking at a quarterback for Denver who isn't who he used to be, that he couldn't trade points with this team, which, by the way, scores more than any team in the NFL. And didn't disappoint during its two playoff games, of course, especially that last one where it took advantage of 7 turnovers. And, you know, there are just a lot of factors there, including that. And I guess it kind of comes down to the way you look at it. I mean, people who watched Denver last week against New England saw them knock down Tom Brady 20 times. They clearly had the guy rattled, hearing footsteps, right? Intercepted him twice, completely, the New England running game was non-existent. And yet, they had life and death with this team to the point where they had to survive that 2-point conversion, which actually should have been just an extra point, but New England missed an extra point earlier in the game. So that game could have very easily went into overtime, you know? So that would seem to indicate some deficiency on the part of Denver's offense to create some distance there. And if that's translated into this game, that means can't trade points.
With these two teams, Denver and Carolina, the markets that they represent, are they going to do big numbers? I mean, when you have New York or New York and New York, or with the number one and number two markets involved in the NFL and the Super Bowl, the numbers seem to be better. Will they be slightly less, being the fact that we've got Carolina and Denver in this?
No, I don't think so, because we have a pretty good marquee quarterback matchup here, for one thing. Couple of things that they're promoting, and they've been promoting all year, of course. This is the 50th Super Bowl. This is Super Bowl 50, and it is, you know, a landmark event in the NFL, and it's a landmark event furthermore because I think it's being suggested strongly that it could be the swan song for Manning, who is arguably one of the top three or four quarterbacks that has ever played the pro game. Plus, as you mentioned, you've got the presumptive MVP in the game. So there's plenty of hooks here. And I don't think it's a matter of, you know, markets that might not be among the top five involved in this game. Everybody's going to watch the Super Bowl.
Hey, Dominic, Mr. Skype, take it away.
Yeah, so I got one question. You know, we saw it last time Denver was in the Super Bowl. They had the high-powered offense, and they were going against the vaunted Seattle defense. It's kind of a role reversal here. How do you see that playing out?
I think it's funny you say that because I think it's quite possible. Denver remade its defense after that game. And interestingly enough, they were going up against a guy who could move around a lot, you know, and dropping back. But I don't think anyone would argue this is a different defense than the one that played even, you know, two seasons ago and brought it to the Super Bowl. And I think obviously they have a chore in keeping Cam Newton under wraps. They did not have a lot of history this season dealing with quarterbacks who tried to run the ball or quarterbacks who were mobile. I think I've got it right here somewhere. There was something like 44 rushing attempts on the part of quarterbacks this season against Denver. So it is, to a certain extent, something they haven't seen. But, listen, obviously the public sometimes runs away with something and you see something quite different in the game. It wouldn't surprise me. Look, I'll just go on record right now. I'm kind of leaning toward the under in the game. And the reason is that I don't think that Denver, I think that Denver is going to offer quite the challenge to the Carolina defense here, because I think they can neutralize the running game. And I'm not so sure that on a consistent basis those Carolina wide receivers are, you know, the most threatening that Denver has faced this season.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you, Charlie. I think Carolina's going to run the score up here. I really do. Dom, where you lean on this one?
You know, I'm leaning a little more towards Denver. I haven't kind of made my final pick
me
yet.
Me by
but,
myself here.
Yeah, but you know, Charles kind of mentioned it. The Carolina Panthers are running out Ted Ginn and Corey Brown, and on the other side, Jericho Cotchery is their third receiver. The Broncos have very excellent corners. I know Ginn and Corey Brown are quick, but it's going to be tough getting space off guys like Aqib Talib.
Charles J of Plays by J is our guest. Plays by J, playsbyjay.com. Of course, talk about Super Bowl 50 just a week away, and lots of things happening as far as the Super Bowl in town is concerned. As I said, traffic's going crazy. The hookers are happy. The cab drivers, even they're starting to get some work before they've been put out of business. Yellow Cab declared bankruptcy in town because Uber and Lyft ran them out of business. That surprised you a little bit, Charlie, that the number one cab company in San Francisco for 100 years goes bankrupt?
Because of the presence of Uber?
Because of Uber and Lyft.
Uber, no, it doesn't surprise me. But you know what? Those kinds of things are being corrected in some markets. If you notice, if you watch the news, because there's in many areas there's a tremendous anti-Uber sentiment.
We know.
Because obviously you've got licensed operations, you know, competing with them at this point, like taxi cab companies, like guys who have medallions, you know, and they've spent a lot of money for it. And so you see Uber. Now, in my area, you can't take Uber, you know, here in Dade County, Florida. So, that game is not over yet.
Well, there are Uber stops all over the city saying Super Bowl Uber stops, that kind of good stuff. And, of course, I did take Lyft to the airport. I got to tell you this, Lyft cost me $18 at the SFO airport. So I took a lift to the airport. I took a cab back. The cab on the way back before the tip cost me $40. So, go on.
That's Uber. Didn't Uber originate in San Francisco? Wasn't that the home of it?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It all started out here. Lyft, I think, as well.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this is the tech world. Back to the world of sports. Let's talk about the NBA Warriors for a second. Of course, the Warriors held on tonight, and they were winners of the 76ers. The Warriors appear to be the best team in basketball for the second team in a row. Charlie, do the numbers say they're going to be able to capture another title in 2016?
Well, let's put it this way. They certainly went into games against the two teams that one would consider the two biggest threats to their throne and beat those teams. Let's see. I need a calculator to figure out the combined margins of victories in those games. Let's see. They beat San Antonio, what was it, 132 to 98, so that's what, 34 points, and they beat Cleveland
by 34
San Antonio
points.
By what?
Dom's got
whatever
those
that
numbers.
Score was.
It was 29 or 30 points.
Yeah, so I mean, now San Antonio, I think, kind of laid down in that game. I mean, I think that they kind of waved the white flag. I think when, they sat down Duncan, and they're still sitting down Duncan, by the way, and they got crushed Saturday night against Cleveland. They're kind of like the poker player that doesn't want to show his hand quite yet. And so while you can't necessarily trust them when they're playing these elite teams, you just have the feeling that by the time we get around to playing in the postseason, that you're going to see a different team come out, especially when you have one day in between all these games, right? At least. But I think you have to applaud Golden State, which is, 41-4 or 42-4 at the moment, for being hungry in those games. And deciding that they wanted to make that statement, they came out, they gave it the effort, and they dominated. And I don't think Cleveland was laying down for one second. I just think they exhibited a class difference in that game.
All right, and this guy, the coach bites the dust. I mean, he's the fall guy. I mean, I think that was a bad move. Both me and Dominic think that LeBron is pulling strings here, and LeBron's really the GM,
yeah.
Is he?
Well, there's a suggestion by a pretty respected NBA columnist by the name of Adrian, I can't even pronounce his name, Wojnarowski, who writes for Yahoo, that yes, not only did LeBron pull the strings, but that there is even, it goes even deeper than that, that a guy that you guys are familiar with, Mark Jackson, was someone who was literally waiting in the wings to be named the head coach. Even last season, he had joined up with a management agency that may or may not be owned in part by LeBron. Certainly it represents LeBron, called Clutch Sports, and that it was kind of surmised that this was his gateway to eventually being named the head coach in the event they got David Blatt out of there. Remember, Blatt was hired by the Cavs before they signed LeBron as a free agent. So, and it took LeBron reportedly weeks to talk to Blatt. So there was kind of no recognition or respect right from the beginning there. And if you want to believe the published reports, it continued where, basically LeBron was kind of waving off the plays that were called and running his own stuff. And that continued into this season. I think it's an ugly situation in Cleveland, but
but we'll leave it just like we'll leave it at that point. The great Charles J of Plays by J, that's PlaysByJay.com. Charlie, talk to you next week. Super Bowl just 1 week away. I can't wait.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
You're tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Johnny Talk and his all-stars, Dominic Jimenez, and I return after the break. This is Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Yeah. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. We all know health care has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Don't feel sorry for Indians, though. Don't. Because Indians got it made now. They got casinos. It's not like before. Chief Sitting Bull, Flying Eagle, not same names anymore. Hey, what's your name, dude? Counting White Money. That's my name. I'd like you to meet my daughter, Cha-Ching. Say hello, Cha-Ching.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Woo! It's going to be good.
Closing up hour number one of two on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Dominic Menez, what's up in hour number two, my brother?
We're going to take a look at some more NBA. We got some more combat sports. And, of course, we're a week away. We got to talk more Super Bowl, right?
Super Bowl 50. I'm talking about the route of the century, folks. The Carolina Panthers just stomping the snot. I mean, beating the heck out of them. It won't even be close. Denver and Peyton Manning. Peyton, you're playing your last game next Sunday at Levi's Stadium. It's all over for Peyton Manning. Wipe him out. He'll be history. Straight up, Dominic and I will come back in hour number two. Of course, the man behind the window playing the pulling the strings is Mr. Scott Cuddy. We have open phone lines coast to coast all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am Johnny Taco. This is Sports Overnight America. Dominic Jimenez and myself return right after break. Hour number two, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.